America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is The Wow, the Woody Overton Window, episode 18. I'm Mike Agovino, along with Woody Overton, the new granddaddy.
Yes, indeed. Hey, can you hear me? Because I can't see you. Are we?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't see you, which is fine. We just did it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So boom. Yep. And then grandfather, right? It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But what a blessing. She's a little fat potato and all's healthy. Mama's healthy and everything else. So
they all are. I mean, when they come out, you know, that first few months, they look like Michelin men and all those little folds of fat and drinking all the milk and everything.
Right.
You need to get out to San Diego and start doing some diaper changes and some late night feeding. So,
yeah, I'm going to do maybe one of those two. Sin will stay with her and have a hotel nearby. So, but yeah, that's coming in a couple of weeks. So let everybody else clear out and then we'll be the relief team.
All righty. Well, congrats again, man. That is awesome.
I appreciate
so it is a Friday, August 9th, one day before Miss Jerry's birthday. So
got that big, there you go.
Big B Day celebration planned for Saturday. So we'll be spoiling
That's good. Happy birthday, Miss Jerry.
And let's get right to it. We got a story out of Cali. Stories out of Cali no longer shock either of us, but I don't know what their problem is with the American flag. Back in April, a California RV dealership was informed by officials in the state that they had to take down the large American flag that is on display at the dealership. Now, here at Real Life, Real Crime and The Wow, we know a little bit about big American flags, dealing with that humongous American flag we deal with up in Broussard. You know, normally people don't give you a hard time about flying a big American flag. Well, this dealership, which is owned by the company Camping World, and they have about 250 stores nationally, and at all 250 of them, they fly a big American flag. Well, since April, not at this location, which is on Interstate 5, which is that main interstate up and down the West Coast. And this Camping World location is just outside of Stockton, California. And looking at that flag, I mean, the flag is enormous. Looks like there's about 20 guys to hold that thing and hoist it up. So we're talking about an enormous flag that is obviously easily seen from the interstate. And I'm guessing that in Cali, they don't like the American flag so much these days, and it being on display in such a large way angered some folks. So the Department of Development, not really sure how they come into this thing, but they ordered the flag to be taken down in April, citing, quote, safety reasons and the lack of a permit. Officials claim that the issue was about public safety and not the flag specifically. They were claiming that that the flagpole's foundation and its proximity to property lines and to the freeway itself was problematic in case it ever fell over. Well, I mean, it's a lot of things in a lot of places in this country that would be problematic if they fell over, but the idea is to not have them fall over. So yeah. Marcus Lemonis is the CEO of Camping World. And he found out about the issue and ordered his own safety inspection. And when no concerns materialized from the inspection, he ordered the dealership on Monday to raise that flag back up. Quote, if we felt like we were putting people in danger or causing any issues with air traffic, which would absolutely not be okay, then we wouldn't do it, Ramona said. Camping World has since applied for a new permit, which is under review, but he said Old Glory stays regardless of what these officials say. It's symbolism about how we feel about this country. We have a lot of veterans who work for us and a lot of veterans who shop with us. He said he was proud to fly the flag based upon his own journey to becoming an American. He was Lebanese born and immigrated to the country legally and obtained his citizenship and is very proud to be an American. So he said, it's been part of my life since I was a child down in Miami, Florida, where we had the largest flagpole in Miami at our dealership. Of the more than 250 Camping World dealerships in the U.S., all have been flying the large American flag except for the Stockton location. Officials claim that Camping World's flagpole was installed with neither a building permit nor planning approval. Therefore, they claim Camping World is in violation of code. Well, they've applied and they've put the flag back up. So I guess it's I dare you to try and make me take it down now. That is back to California.
So stupid. And I used to love to watch a show, and I can't remember the name of it, where he'd go and invest in businesses. And it was a great, great show. We watched all the seasons that were on it. I've been to Camping World right before Hurricane Ida came. I drove up to Jackson, Mississippi, about 5 hours, and bought a generator, another generator. They've got them all over the United States, and every one of them has the giant flag. And that fucking California, that's so stupid. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, and this came out of, it's not like there was any kind of warning and then time given to get an inspection or whatever. They just came, just showed up and said it's coming down. So typical.
Yeah.
Well, typical Cali.
They picked a fight with the wrong dude because he ain't gonna back down. He's like kind of like me, kills people with kindness and until they piss him off, right? And, watching all those shows and all those businesses that he held is really pretty cool. But and I tell you, you know, we report on crime, we report on this. I guess you could say podcast journalists or whatever. Well, down in Mexico, you wouldn't want to be a journalist. So a Mexican journalist who covered one of the country's most dangerous crime beats was killed by gunmen on Sunday, and two of his government-assigned bodyguards were wounded, right? That's pretty bad when you're a journalist. You got to have government-assigned bodyguards, but the web news page operated by reporter Alejandro Martinez confirmed this death. And the page covered community news and crime in Sila, which is the most dangerous city for police officers in all of Mexico. Now, the Sila Police Department said Martinez was shot to death by his assailants traveling in another vehicle. Department said the two bodyguards were being treated for their wounds, but did not say what their condition was. And the journalist has been assigned police protection after he reported receiving death threats. The prosecutors in the north central state of Guanajuato said they were investigating the killing. Yeah, right. And Martinez covered a fatal car accident on a dangerous stretch of highway just hours before he was attacked. Now, Guanajuato has the highest numbers of homicides of any of Mexico's 32 states. And it's because of the years-long turf war between the Jalisco drug cartel and the Santa Rosa de Lima gang. In a total of 18 of the Sinaloa's police officers have been shot to death so far this year in the city, and it only has a 500,000 people, y'all. That's nearly 100 times more likely than an officer in the U.S. to be killed. So drug gangs are suspected in most of these killings, naturally, and the journalists are regularly targeted in Mexico, and it's almost always a direct reprisal for their work covering corruption and drug trafficking. And since 2000, 141 Mexican journalists and other media workers have been slain, at least 61 of them in what's apparent to be a retaliation for their work, and all but a handful of these murders and abductions remain unsolved. Good old Mexico.
Unbelievable,
right?
Why would anyone aspire to be a journalist in Mexico. Why would anyone be a cop in that Celaya or whatever the heck it's called city?
Yeah, I was watching. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was watching the what is it called? Something horseback or cowboy cartel, some shit last night. And you know, down in Laredo, which is where Cindy's dad was the section chief of the whole border patrol before he died. Anyway, in Nuevo Laredo, right across the river, one of the guy, the day he became a police chief, they murdered him.
Cut his head.
On the day he became, they announced him as police chief. So I don't know. Can't go to my old Mexico anymore.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts, visit science, and social studies while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the
meeting
most
them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
No, I guess if you're going to be a journalist in there, you're either going to just stay away from reporting on any of that stuff, or somehow become friendly. To those, I don't know how you do it. I don't know why you would do it.
Yeah.
160, what was it? Number 161 journalists or something?
Yep.
141.
Yeah. And other media workers. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we think America's gone crazy, and it has. And we see a lot of, you know, violence, a lot more violence than we've seen. And journalists do get put in harm's way more now in the United States than they ever have before. But I mean, 141 murders? No.
Yeah.
A handful, maybe, over the last decade or so. So, well, we're just going, skipping around crazy spot to crazy spot to crazy spot. And probably this next spot has been our craziest since we started doing the show a couple of years ago. The city of Oakland, California. I mean, it goes from bad to worse there. And this new mayor, the Asian woman, Sheng Tao, that got voted in the last election, has just been a disaster. I mean, things have gotten so bad there that they are calling for her to step down. So, and that's the police union in Oakland is calling for Mayor Sheng Tao to resign immediately, citing a lack of resources for the police force and the inability to respond in any kind of prompt way to reports of crime. Oakland Police Officers Association President We Win, that's a good name, We Win, said at a news conference that the union is asking Tao to resign as mayor immediately, citing a number of failures in the city, going from crime, the budget crisis, and complete dysfunction. Every day our citizens feel the tragedies. They cannot exit their own home or walk the streets of Oakland. If they call 911, they won't get services for hours, Wynn continued. He said officers are unable to respond to every emergency call, or that they have much slower response times because the police department is dramatically understaffed. Tao released a video statement in response to Wynn's comments in which she claimed that crime in Oakland has declined under her watch. This is something, I don't know if you've seen a lot of this, Woody, but this is something that I have noticed across the country, is the reporting of crime across the country has completely changed, and certain cities are not reporting crime at all, or are reporting it very differently than they did report it in the past. And so it seems like there's sort of a conspiracy to deliver figures to the FBI nationally so that we can be told by news organizations that crime is down in the United States. I don't think it feels like to any of us that crime is down at all. And a lot of it is in the sort of arithmetrics of the reporting that's going on. It's like the jobs reports, you know, every month they report a jobs number, and every month and off of that, people tout how well the country is doing and look at all the job growth. And then silently a month later, that number is revised down significantly, and they never report on the fact that the number is revised down.
It's a double-edged sword too, because the when you report the crime, you have to do that every year, but you get, the more crime you have, the more federal grant money you get to fight it. So if they're lying about how much crime they have, then they're losing money on law enforcement.
Well, and it's a triple-edged sword, because they are more than likely trying to convince people not to move away, that it's still safe here, that we can protect you, or maybe trying to get people to move back or move for the first time to these areas. But these cities in California have been decimated. So many people have moved away. Real estate values have collapsed. The East Bay there is in horrible shape after years and years and years of growth. And so this mayor is fighting it on all sides and not real well equipped to handle that fight. But, you know, she's saying it's unfortunate that the POA, which is the police union, is playing politics. Right now, during this very sensitive time, we need to come together. We see that we are working on all kinds of things in a comprehensive approach to public safety and believe it's working. The mayor emphasized that the budget prioritized public safety, funded new police academies, and saved 80 police jobs. But the police union said that is not sufficient. This is a time to invest more in the city, hire more officers, retain more officers, and fix the crime issues. And going forward, that's what I'd like to see from the next mayor. That's according to Tim Dolan, who is the vice president of the union. A recall effort to remove Thao is underway, although the POA said she should go ahead and step down voluntarily to save time and resources because a recall is expensive and it requires a certain amount of time. If she resigns by this week, the election can take place in November versus waiting through a complete recall, Wynn said. Then it will happen in April and the process drags out longer when we need to work into the new budget. This comes after recent shootings in the past couple of days, including a shooting on Sunday at a sideshow that left five people wounded. This city may be ground zero. It may be the example of a city that is, you know, I guess Philly's probably right there. DC's right there, but as bad as any country.
Chicago, too. Right? Yeah. That's crazy. I won't be going to Oakland. And I've been saying that, you know, for the 2 years we've been doing this show. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I guess one day the city will be empty of everybody but criminals. And
well, I saw that it had what's going on there had a significant effect on Southwest Airlines performance. That is a big hub for Southwest. And anybody flying into San Francisco on Southwest, they don't have any gates at SFO. You got to fly into Oakland and then go in and then drive over the Bay Bridge into San Francisco. Well, that route from the airport, Ubers have been attacked. Lots of carjacking of Ubers. There's those gas stations that come together right there a few miles from the airport where there's been all kinds of crime at those gas stations. And so what's happened is people have rerouted themselves to circumvent Southwest so they can circumvent Oakland. It's gotten that bad. So,
yep. Yep. That's, they need to fix it. Hurting everybody, right?
She needs to step down and give somebody else a chance. Well, those are three fairly heavy. So it's time to give, I think, Woody Overton a shot at his favorite segment, Woody Does Gossip. And we got some good gossip coming out of the Olympic Games.
Yeah, we do. Hey, did you know I covered it on the Daily Show this week? They actually had to come up with a rule for the Olympic Village and for the last games that no sex. Evidently, hooking up in the Olympic Village is a big thing. But during COVID games, they put out a bulletin that had a rule of no sex in the Olympic Village. And this for this year's games, they lifted it. But there are a lot of sexy 20-something, year-old Olympians living in the Olympic Village in Paris. And with that much heat in one location, a few fires almost started to burn. And it appears the glamorous Paraguayan Olympic swimmer Luana Alonso started a 5-alarm blaze. And now the lovely Luana was apparently kicked out of the Olympic Village for what the International Olympic Committee termed as inappropriate behavior. Now, Alonso is not taking her exile well, insisting she is the victim of lies and false information. Alonso was accused of distracting other competitors by socializing and wearing skimpy clothing. Now, that doesn't sound like the kind of complaints male athletes would be lodging. But in a statement on Instagram on Monday, Alonso said, "I just want to clarify that I was never kicked out or expelled from anywhere. Please stop spreading false information. I don't want to make any statement, but I'm not going to let lies affect me either." And Alonso added alongside a photo of her enjoying a drink as the sun set. Now, the stunning 20-year-old blonde, who failed to qualify for the heats of the 100-meter butterfly, has been seen walking around in her own choice outfits rather than the official uniforms provided by Paraguay, the team chiefs. She all had also been spotted hanging out with other athletes who said to be distracting her teammates who were still competing in the games. And she even checked into a hotel in the French capital and visited luxury stores and restaurants, posting photos to her over 600,000 followers on social media. Now, the Paraguayan Olympic Committee officials took the decision to ban her from mixing with other team members after hearing that her behavior was becoming a distraction. Isn't that stupid? If you train your whole life to go run whatever or do whatever, you think some girl's going to distract you to the village, the whatever. I'm sure it is.
Well, it's kind of easy to see why she might be distracting to some. I mean, she's beautiful, and I put one picture in there, Woody. I don't know if you saw that picture, but I've seen a number of pictures of the outfits she's been running around in, and basically, she's been wearing bikinis for the entire time there. And rumors are that she's made some new friends while there. And one of the things they did is coming out of the last Olympics with COVID and the no sex rule, is this time they made the beds real skimpy. They're like made of cardboard, so that if you got on them and really tried to give them a workout, they'll collapse. And so I think they're finding creative locations for some of what's going on there. And you said it. I mean, you put this many hot 20 somethings together in a romantic location like Paris, this set, I mean, shit's gonna happen. Come on. So, but apparently, she became a distraction. She was knocked out of her event early. So what else did she have to do? She's building her social media account. I think we'll probably find her on OnlyFans shortly after the games. And
I can assure you of that. So, shoot.
well, Luana's drop dead gorgeous, and I can certainly understand why she might become a distraction for some. Distractions of all kinds, even one like Luana, can be very dangerous. If you should be walking down the Champs-Élysées in old Paris and turn to look as Luana Alonso strolls by, and suddenly your life is ended by a Parisian commuter bus, don't despair.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. At least your last earthly thought was a pleasant one. And besides, even in Paris, they know who to call. Just follow the signs that a humongous American flag in Broussard, Louisiana, and put your trust in our friends Roy, Kristen, and Kristen at Louisiana Funeral Services and Louisiana Pet Crematory, and they will take care of everything you need.
The team at Louisiana Funeral Services can peel you right off the pavement in Paris, Texas, Paris, Arkansas, or even Paris, France, and have you looking spiffy when your loved ones come to call. All you got to do is go to lafuneralservices.com or lapetcrematory.com, and Roy, Kristen, and Kristen will take care of the rest.
Yep, that's LouisianaFuneralServices.com or LouisianaPetCrematory.com, and let them know Woody sent you.
Rest
Rest.
easy.
All right, y'all.
We never get that one right.
No, but we love it. We love them. So they're awesome. Somebody was telling me about them, using them again the other day, just like 2 days ago for their pet. Another story I covered last week, I covered breaking when it was actually happening. We were in the studio recording, was somebody in England was in like a
Yeah, Taylor
kid's
Swift, yeah.
school, killing kids, stabbing them. And they, were interviewing people that were close by at the time. I didn't know how many were killed, but they were doing some type of Taylor Swift thing. Well, this is breaking news also. And Taylor Swift had planned to perform three shows in Vienna, Austria over the next few days, but was forced to postpone the shows when the details of an ISIS terror attack emerged and the suspects planned to drive a car into the 20,000 fans at the concert. The suspects in the planned ISIS terror attack were reportedly hired on the security guards for the concert. Now, authorities arrested two of the suspected extremists, one of whom appeared to be the main planner of the attack, while a manhunt continues for a third suspect. Friends of the 19-year-old key suspect are said to have been hired as employees of the security service at the concert. The teenager planned to drive a car to the 20,000 fans standing outside the Ernst Happel Stadium during the concerts before attacking with machetes and knives, because you don't have to have guns. Local officials report that a well-advanced bomb was to be constructed from chemical substance found in his home. The suspect planned to create an explosive device using chemicals, TATP, which are particularly sensitive to impact. Now, the second man arrested is believed to be a 17-year-old Austrian, while a 15-year-old Austrian national has also been questioned after being identified as a suspect. Now, Austria's chancellor later confirmed the tragedy had been averted following the show cancellations. And Carl Niehammer wrote on X following the news of the arrest, "Thanks to the intensive cooperation of our police and the newly established DSN with foreign services, the threat was identified, combated, and tragedy was prevented." And a 19-year-old Austrian suspect with North Macedonian roots was arrested in Ternitz, south of Vienna, and the second person was arrested in the Austrian capital. By the teenager, arrest took place in the early hours of Wednesday, while the second arrest took place in Vienna later in the day. Now, they just hating on Taylor Swift recently, right? Or I guess they know, you know, people, our fans are going to be doing stuff and it'll be big events. I don't know.
Well, 15, 17, 19, the shooter in Pennsylvania that attempted to kill Trump was 20.
Yep.
I think despite all of the craziness and trying to figure out what actually happened that day in Pennsylvania, still appears that he was working on his own there. Here, it looks like these are radicalized Austrian kids.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, it used back in the day, your garden variety assassin was, you know, older, military trained, something happened that turned them against the government, blah, 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 blah. These guys, and it's probably happening on the internet, but, you know, Australian citizens that are that young getting radicalized by ISIS.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. The world that we live in, right? Loose lips sink ships. So, three of them, one of those assholes told somebody and they were thankfully able to stop it.
Yeah. I wonder what the, you know, is the Taylor Swift connection simply that she draws huge crowds and that made it a great target? Or is there some other reason that two things in one week would happen that are associated with her? I know there are people in this country who view her as one of the most powerful people in the country because of her legion of fans that that hang on her every word, and certainly in the political world there are folks on the right that worry about how aggressive she might become with her followers on the left, because she can bring potentially millions and millions of votes to the table that may not be voting. So I don't know, but she's not a political person. She doesn't take political positions. She doesn't talk politics at her shows. And so it seems like it would be more just for the fact that you got a bunch of people in one place, but I don't know.
I definitely think it's the people in one place, and these guys were able to, you know, become security guards. So I don't know. If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast. Go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today. Gotcha. Well, let's go back to the Olympics for what has become probably the viral moment of, there have been a bunch of viral moments from these games. They've number one, gotten much better audiences than I thought they would get. The numbers have been really, really big, not just compared to the last Olympics, but over the last few. So there's been a lot of interest. They've also stayed away from all the controversial stuff. So they're not, the NBC is not talking about what's going on with the boxing stuff, yeah, or talking about the shit in the Seine River and all the triathletes getting sick from E. coli. That's not getting on their coverage, but things that are going viral are, let's say, of a more sexual or titillating nature. They're is a pole vaulter from France. And this thing has been embellished a little bit. I've seen stories that say, you know, he lost the gold medal because of his penis and all of that. It's not really that significant, but here's what did happen. This French pole vaulter by the name of Anthony Amirati had cleared the bar at 5.7 meters, but it looked like the bar was probably coming down anyway, because he did nip it, but he nipped it in a very big way with his very big package, and which he referred to as his baguette. His baguette got in the way. And the video of this, I'm sure most of you have seen it. It is, it's pretty funny. It is obvious that this person is incredibly well endowed, and the bar, like I said, was probably already coming down. But when he gets it with the baguette, it's all over, and the thing is coming down no matter what. And so, the videos of this went viral, and tons of people across the globe were cracking jokes on it. And a company by the name of Cam Soda, their vice president, Darren Parker, jumped into the fray and immediately offered Amirati $250,000 to do a 60-minute video on his online network, Camp Soda. Quote, although you didn't bring home the gold medal, you can still capture the gold from your fans via Camp Soda. That has to count for something, right? The offer said. Plus, you won't have to use those restrictive compression shorts holding you back. So feel free to let it all out and show the world why you should have your own Olympic competition next time around. So should he do it? I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking $250,000 might be a bit light for this guy. He could probably rack that up in like 15 minutes on OnlyFans based upon how many people have begun following this guy since this thing happened. So no word yet on whether Amirati has, by the way, he's now known as the French Pole, has accepted the Camp Soda offer or not. So I take it you've seen that video, Woody. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I have not seen it. And
it will be headed your way shortly.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean,
it is very, very funny.
Like that guy in the swimsuit, right? The swimmer that we did.
Yes. But think about that swimmer, but think larger variety than the swimmer. Okay.
That's like
significantly larger variety.
I'm not trying to think about any dude's penis. Boy, swimmer or pole vaulter. Yeah.
I hear you, but you know, if you're in that event, I mean, it's sort of like if, you know, Johnny Holmes was an Olympic pole vaulter, right? We're in kind of that league apparently here. You would think that over the years of competition, you would have come up with a way to strap that boy down and make sure that, you know, it's not gonna obstruct your ability to make a jump, right?
I was never a pole vaulter.
Yeah, you just had it strapped inside a uniform. That's all. Well, we'll see what happens with Amirati. So since we've done some Olympics, I got a little game for you, Woody.
All right.
I know you've been paying at least some attention.
I can go on the record and officially say I did not watch one event of anything, although I did bet on the golf. But that was an online thing. I never watched it. Not one event. I'm glad this shit's over with. It should be over with, right?
It's not yet. This weekend it's over. But I still think you're going to get, well, I know you're going to get the first answer, but I think you're going to get quite a few of these. So I've got like 10. We'll do them quick. The first player in the world to come from behind in the final round, shooting a 62 to win the gold in golf for the United States. Who was that?
Xander Scheffler.
That was Scottie Scheffler.
Was it Scottie? Oh, that's right, because I cashed out.
You said Xander Schauffele? I thought you said Scheffler.
I had those, both of them bet for nothing almost. I mean, Scheffler had, it was like, they gave me like a promo or something, you know, 50% boost or something, and a $10 max bet. So I bet that. And the next last day, he was way back, like six shots back. And I was like, fuck that. I'm canceling out. They offered me like $2 back on the $10 that I got.
Oh, no.
And he came back and won it. It would only pay like 60 bucks. But so that's the only one I know.
You didn't know. You got it wrong. So,
I meant Scotty. Yeah.
Okay. Simone Biles piled on a bunch more gold to the gold she already had here in Paris. In which of the following events did she not win the gold? The women's all-around gymnastics championship, the women's vault, or the floor exercise? Which did she not win gold?
I don't know, but you know her boyfriend is a Chicago Bear.
Yes, I did.
And interesting. I started to watch that thing on her with the twisties and all that shit on
mm-hmm.
that. Pretty interesting young lady. I'm going to say, I don't know, all around.
She won the all around and she won the vault. She did not win the floor exercise.
Yeah, that she was pretty amazing on the vault when I saw the pretty.
Yeah. Dark. Yeah. Well, she has an advantage in that she's able to do so many things that nobody else can do, that she gets much higher degree of difficulties, especially on the vault for her routines. And so it's her maximum point level is much higher than most people she competes against because they can't do those things that she does. But okay, Lee Kiefer won gold in women's foil. What sport is foil? Is it swimming? Is it track and field? Is it gymnastics or is it fencing?
I would guess, but I'm going to say fencing.
It is fencing. Woody's on the board.
Yeah,
she won gold in foil, which is fencing. Which of these sports has China not dominated in? They've dominated in a bunch of sports. Shooting, wrestling, diving, and table tennis. Which have they not dominated?
I'd probably say shooting.
They actually have dominated shooting. They've also dominated diving and table tennis. It's wrestling that they have not dominated in. In fact, I mean, they've got most of the shooting medals. They've won most of the gold medals in shooting.
Really? I know that Forrest Gump played them in table tennis and ping pong.
Forrest won, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
They could have used Forrest in these games. This USA swimmer has now won gold in four consecutive Olympics. Is it Carl Lewis, Sha'Carri Richardson, Tony Hawk, or Katie Ledecky?
I know who Carl Lewis is. He's from my time. I actually did watch those Olympics. Tony Hawk, I would imagine, as a skater, is too old. And so it's got to be, I don't know, Katie Ledecky.
There you go, Woody. Katie Ledecky. Yeah, four straight. She's still 27, but competed in four straight Olympics where she won gold in the pool. Pretty amazing.
Good for her. Yeah.
Which of these is not true? Noah Lyles won gold in the men's 100 meter. Tori Husky won gold in the women's 100 meter butterfly. Ryan Krauser won gold in men's shot put. Valerie Allman won gold in women's discus throw, or none of the above, meaning all of these people won the gold.
I'm going to say none of the above just because I don't have any clue, and the rest of them would take too long to say.
Awesome. You're getting hot. That's two in a row.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's right. None of the above. Every one of those people won gold for the United States. In which sport did Germany win the most gold medals? Which sport did Germany win the most gold medals? Equestrian, archery, skateboarding, or surfing?
I'd probably say archery. William Tell probably was close to Germany, right? Austrian or something. I have no idea. I never thought
of that. It was actually equestrian.
Okay.
They like to ride their horses in Germany.
That's cool.
Which sport did Australia win the most gold medals in? Fencing, 3-on-3 basketball, swimming, or men's field hockey?
Yes, again, but I'll say fencing.
No, they have a dominant swim team. They won 18 medals in swimming. They are right.
Austria, not Australia. Yeah. Okay. But it wouldn't matter. Still didn't have an answer.
Oh, did I say Austria? I'm sorry. Yeah, that would lean you the wrong way. No, Australia. They're really good in swimming. Okay, finally, last question. Which sport did South Korea win the most gold medals in? Was it archery, badminton, rock climbing, or rugby?
Rock climbing.
It's archery. They are pretty good with a bow and arrow there in South Korea. So they swept up the archery while Germany was sweeping up all the equestrian events. So there's a pretty good. So now, you know what? You didn't have to watch the Olympics. What do you know? Everything that happened now, including the people sleeping around inside the Olympic Village. So you are totally up to speed.
There you go. And I did a crazy story on the cheating and stuff over the years. So all the way back to like the 1800s and shit. Like one guy was running the marathon, and it was in the 1800s. I forget where it was, but he had his coach pick him up in a horse and buggy and got him to the end of the line. But he only took third. I was like, you stupid motherfucker, if you're going to cheat, at least take first. And another guy, like when the first car in like 1905, it was a marathon runner. And he, at the 9-mile marker, he had somebody pick him up And I mean, I'm thinking like a Henry Ford, you know, I can't imagine how old this car was, but and anybody got him to the line. Anyway, I did, I, you know, a lot of Olympic crimes and cheating and shit like that. So I'll be glad when it's over with. I'm not going to watch the closing ceremonies. I got sucked into watching part of the opening ceremonies because my kids were here and they wanted to watch it. And I was drinking beer.
Well, so. I know all your fans are going to miss Woody's Olympic stories, but they have come to an end. So, hey, thank you, folks. Have a great weekend. Yep. And as Woody would say, all that great podcaster stuff.
Shit. Yeah. Y'all continue to like and share. And thank you for listening in. And, you know, we're going to be getting down on the Nittany Lions part. I know a lot of y'all are interested in that. Aga, you got to go to the crew page and see some of the discussions on there. But so y'all tune in Monday for that. All right.
Thanks, folks.
Peace.
Aglets.